define crouton?
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morena, Amelia Discreet. How are you?
Oh, hello. I've got a nice cup of tea that Zoe made me, so I'm over the bloody moon, honestly.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. Where are we going in the wonderful world of words today?
I thought we could talk about some theatre things today.
Ooh la la.
Yes. Yes, nice. Exactly. Theatre and thespians. And I mean, that's kind of a good place to start. Did you know? God, I've become a parody of myself. Did you know?
Did you know?
The whole point is that people don't know. Theatre and thespians are not really etymologically linked.
Oh, which I is know interesting. That.
Yeah,
know
so
that.
They both come from ancient Greek eventually. Like, theatre comes to us, like, via French, via Latin. But it goes back to Greek and essentially just means, like, a place where you look at stuff. Theatron.
What's that in the original Greek?
It's theatron, which makes it sound very like Transformers, which,
yeah, it does, yeah.
which I like.
There's definitely going to be another sequel to that movie. If anyone's listening, you can use that one. We give you permission.
Theatron, the theatre robot.
Turns whereas, into a proscenium arch.
So theatre is very like, that's very like utilitarian, whereas thespian is very ooh la la.
It is.
So do you know where it comes from?
No.
Oh, you just got excited about thespians. So it comes from a kind of semi-legendary Greek poet.
Semi-legendary, not that legendary, just a little bit.
Well, erring towards, real-ish.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm following now.
But with, it's like pre-Socratic philosophers. It's like Heraclitus was definitely a guy. Did he actually like drown or die of dropsy or whatever? Probably not, because that just makes him line up with the stuff he was talking about with rivers.
I see.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
You know what
I do.
You know what I'm talking about.
Now I'm following.
Yeah, there you go. So he like probably existed, but the stuff we know about him is largely made up probably.
Okay, yeah.
And so Thespis is kind of the father of Greek tragedy, considered the father of Greek tragedy. So as a thespian, you're a follower of Thespis.
That makes sense.
But Thespis literally means inspired by the gods.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes.
Did he name himself that? I'd quite like to think he was like, I am Thespis.
I imagine with the name Thespis, it was more of a title.
Right,
like,
okay.
Like, you know, Plato isn't called Plato. He just had a really flat head. That's true.
Is it actually?
Yeah. Okay, so how about we know that it is bad luck to say good luck to someone who's about to go on stage, right?
Yes.
And what do we say instead?
Break a leg.
Break a leg.
We do say break a leg. Do we know where break a leg comes from?
No, I don't actually know, but my brother's a thespian. I say break a leg to him, and then I get worried that maybe he'll actually break a leg. So I'm like, not really, though. Please don't actually do that.
Well, so there's lots of, like, terrible theories about this. There's one where, break a leg means, like, bend the knee.
Bend the knee.
And it's when you bow, or curtsy at the end of the performance. So go out there and bow.
Nah, I'm not convinced by that one.
There's one where it's break the leg line and, like, the leg...
What's the leg line?
It's the bit at this edge of the stage where the audience can't see. So when you break the leg line, you appear to the audience.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
But again, that's like so kind
doesn't
of
really make
roundabout,
sense. Yeah.
Backwards, trying to like...
It's like being like, saying, instead of saying good luck, it's like, get on the stage. Like,
it's very
you
wild.
You missed your cue.
There's like various ones where it refers to various actors who allegedly broke legs, including David Garrick and John Wilkes Booth. Okay. Some people reckon it's because audiences used to smack chairs on the ground if they loved it, and it would break the legs of the chairs.
I hope that one's the truth.
Which seems very uneconomical. The leading theory is that it's like a Yiddish pun. And so it's come to English through German. So they say, Hals und Beinbruch, which means neck and leg bone break.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, but so in Yiddish, it's... I'm not... Herzloche und Brüche, Broche, success and blessing, but success and blessing sounds like neck and leg break.
So it's a pun.
So it's a pun, yeah.
It's like Yiddish Cockney rhyming slang theatre version.
Yeah.
Or something.
It's which I really like. Sadly, a green room, there's not really any good theories for that. The people are just like, oh, there was this famous theatre where it was painted green. And it's like, oh.
Okay.
My favourite one is that in medieval times, in the theatre was a green. It was like you went out on this little lawn thing.
Oh, true.
And so the green room was the little room next to the green.
Well, like, that makes sense.
Which I like, but is still, I don't know. And then people say that it's related to the limelight. But as we know, limelight is not green. It's made by the chemical lime.
Yeah, that's true.
Snuck that one in there. That was one of the things I wanted to talk about. But do you know what they say in Australia instead of break a leg?
What do they say?
You should know this. You're Australian.
Yeah, you're Australian.
And a thespian.
Go on.
I don't know. I just always said break a leg.
Well, you should have been saying chookers.
Have you ever heard anyone say that?
I have, but like not, I don't know.
How would it be used in a sentence? Give us an example.
Oh, chookers.
You're playing Hamlet tonight, aren't you? Chookers.
Oh, okay.
In French, they say merde. They just go, shit, and then on you go.
I like that a lot. So chookers has like an alleged origin that if it was any other country, I would be like, that's absolutely ridiculous. But because it's Australia, I'm just like, yeah, I reckon.
Sounds right.
So apparently it comes back from the days when like chicken's spinny. Chicken's the fancy thing on the menu.
Oh.
Chicken in a basket, apparently, the most expensive thing on any menu. So you would be like, yeah, chook it is. Chicken tonight. Come on. Oh, chook's up. Yeah. So because if you filled the theatre, you get paid more.
And
you get paid in chickens.
You get enough to get a big meal. So it's like, you're like, yeah, champagne and caviar tonight, chookers.
It's like winner-winner chicken dinner.
It's exactly like winner-winner chicken dinner.
I like
and
that.
If this was any other country where it was like, and then in the 1900s, they loved chicken dinners, I'd be like, no, that's not how it worked. But in Australia, I think that is kind of how it works.
Absolutely scams.
So, yeah, chookers.
Chookers.
The only other one that I have prepped to talk about is Painted for the Gods. Because everyone says this because drag is really popular now, and you can't search anything about this, and you just get YouTube clips from Drag Race.
Right, okay.
But so the gods in a theatre, do we know what the gods are?
It's like the tiny seats up the top, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the really high bit, because traditionally you paint a beautiful scene on the ceiling of your theatre. It's like how the Civic has the stars and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You would paint like a beautiful heavenly scene. And so if you're sitting way up there, you're like sitting with the gods.
Ah,
yes.
Okay.
And so when you are doing something on the stage, you want to be doing it for the gods, so everyone as far back in the theatre as they are can see it.
I like
so when
that.
You do your like traditional stage makeup with the big crazy eyebrows and stuff, you're painted for the gods.
And so that's how it's kind of moved into drag as well, as like big full faces of makeup. Is
well,
that right?
Exactly. Yeah. You're painted for the gods. You've done your face so that the people furthest back at the show can see what your face looks like. And it's like, I mean. It's interesting because you also have, we have thespians, you know, inspired by the gods, and you also have deus ex machina, you know?
In what context?
So deus ex machina is a term which people use when they're talking about fiction, sometimes plays, you can use it to talk about books, when like some device happens that kind of just like saves the plot. Like a thing just comes in and does it, and you're like, oh, it's a bit of a deus ex machina.
Okay.
And it means God in the machine. It literally means God in the machine, because in ancient Greek plays, if you were going to portray a god, you had them on these like big elaborate like things so that they could be like high up. So they would come in on like a machine.
Wow.
Yeah, and so
that's a cool bit.
So it refers to the bit in the play where the god comes and is like, no, this is how it's going to go.
because the god would literally come in the play.
Yeah, the god would literally come in on a machine and be like, I'm going to fix the plot now.
I remember doing in high school drama classes some Greek theatre, and I think I got to play one of the gods once. I can't remember which one it was.
Oh, nice.
But they got to crack a lot of quite rude jokes, so I enjoyed it. Yeah. Oh, good stuff, eh? Well, there's a bit of thespian in all of us. Someone said, is it true that in France they don't say encore, they say bess? Zoe? Bess.
I never got an encore when I did theatre over there. Wouldn't know.
Yeah, it literally means twice. Oh, it's like do okay. It again.
So,
bess.
Somehow we've taken encore on.
Yeah, I think it's like...
just to be fancy.
It's more fun because it's exotic, I think, and it's not exotic in France. Like, imagine if people at a show just shouted, again.
Again.
Yeah, that is true.
I've seen it happen. It's not glamorous.
Thank you very much, Amelia Discreet, for bringing us Words of the Theatre today. I have thoroughly enjoyed that.
Oh, fantastic.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.